I can't answer that for you. Only you can answer that for you. But what I can say, if you make that approach and you do past, present, and future, and you qualify a person, and you stop talking and really listening. But see, that's the piece that people don't get. If you're doing all the talking, you're done. You are done. So if you know that you can't stop talking, then you need to stop anyway. 2 minutes, shut up. You've talked too much if it's more than 2 minutes. So your intent, your desire, the willingness to make a difference, to make a change, is entirely up to you. It's up to you. The belief comes from within here. Your mentors and all will help you bring it all in. But the approach is where it's got to start. And many people don't want to hear trainings on approaches because everybody's got a different approach. But guys, if you use this one, there won't be that stress. There won't be that anxiety. You will not be a part of the NFL. No friends left.
We've been talking about that, Brittany. Yep. So guys, that's basically the way an approach, and I encourage you, we just tap the just a tiny bit of what a conversation should be like. It changes in even your relationships with your children or your spouse when you become a good listener and knowing what questions to ask. I just want to, self-esteem, you want me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Here's the deal. Let me hit on professionalism really quick about this business. Guys, we teach our people to be professionals. The good thing about this profession, this is not an industry. It is a profession, just like you becoming a nurse or a doctor or an engineer. That's what this is. Anytime you can make millions of dollars like we have, that is a profession. The good thing about this business is anybody can get in it. The bad thing about this business, anybody can get in it. And they shouldn't be, because they give professionals like some of us a bad name. Take the product, stay where you are. Yeah, now that's worth clapping over. Yeah. Yeah. So here's the kid, and I'll give you a good example. We talk about this. We sign somebody up. Now here's what an amateur, most of us do, because nobody trains us or teaches us the real deal. I mean, really teach us to be a professional. We sign somebody up, make a list of names. Then what does the potential buyer, the potential business partner go out there and do? He's got, okay, Bobby. Now, he'll do anything I ask him to do, because I always join what he does. Mary, she likes network marketing. I'll go and talk to her. And Sally, she loves the natural products. And Nancy and so forth. So they, in their mind, got about 5 or 6 people they want to talk to. And here's what happened. They go and they approach people just the wrong way. Don't talk them into it. It's going to talk them into it. And just beat them down. Maybe I said the wrong thing. They come back. And they say no. And they turn them down. Right? And they're beat. They're gone. They're out. And guys, all that is kind of like going to the corner store, buying a lottery ticket, scratching it off. That's luck. That's not professionalism. That's luck. So we send them out there with no professional training or what to say or how to approach people. And we think to ourselves, because we don't know how to teach them, I hope you get lucky and make you some money and make me some too. Is that right? All right, y'all can clap for that. That's a good one. Right? So if you want to be professional, you learn this industry. It's no different than any other thing that you got to learn. You put your heart and your soul in it. You commit to this thing. You know what commitment means? All you got to do is work at it all the time. Committed people think about their businesses all the time. That's how you can tell they're committed. You don't have to. You can just tell when somebody's committed, and you can tell when somebody's faking. Right. So you study, you read. You heard Stedman talk about it. You study, you read. I don't care whether you like to read or not. That doesn't matter. You do it anyway. Right. You do it anyway. Now, I wish everybody in here would do it. I know you're not. And you're going to leave here and you're going to have that wishing list and hope somebody one day wave a magic wand and things are going to change for you. It doesn't, even if you're lucky enough for that to happen, you won't keep it. Right? So going back to self-esteem, what Yolanda was talking about, we're going to hit that really quick. Guys, here's the deal. You can only attract and keep what you are. People used to tell me all the time about my self-esteem. I had really low self-esteem because I come from an alcoholic family, raised on welfare and all that stuff. I didn't want to have self-esteem. Nobody told me how to not have self-esteem. Oh, I talked good and I dressed well and I, you know, had all the mannerisms, but inside, I did not like myself. But I wanted to like myself, and that's the key, and that's what you want to do. You want to like yourself, but nobody has really taught